Mere eller mindre i disse dage er den nye fuldt elektriske Subaru e-Outback på vej ud til de danske Subaru-forhandlere. Jeg har tidligere præsenteret bilen i forbindelse med de første internationale prøvekørsler, der fandt sted på et testområde syd for Berlin, og man kan fortsat læse om bilen på motorsiden.dk. Men ved den anledning havde jeg mulighed for en åbenhjertig samtale med David Delostrito, som populært sagt er øverst kommanderende, når det gælder salg, markedsføring og PR for det japanske bilmærke i Europa. Han taler et fremragende engelsk, så det vil være synd at klippe det i stykker med danske indskud. Og så kan man jo som sagt også læse om den nye bil på motorsiden.dk.
David, you better have to present yourself.
My name is David Delostrito. I'm heading the European operations on sales, marketing and PR for Subaru in Europe for the last 21 years.
It's a long time, and to be honest, in Denmark, there's not a lot of Subaru driving around in the streets or in the forest. What do you know about the Danish market?
Well, you know, the Nordic region is hugely important for us. You were talking about numbers, and I think you make a point. Eyeball, you know, visibility of the product means a lot. Brands who are the most, you know, who've got the highest awareness are usually those brands with the highest volume. Street visibility, we call this in marketing. All the main players are there. If you went to places like skiing resorts.
We don't have a lot of that in Denmark.
If you went to skiing resorts, which you don't have many of in Denmark, you'd understand what, you know, street visibility is all about, because typically we've been seen around, you know, the most difficult to drive areas. The reason we are being seen in the Nordic regions, maybe not with the numbers you wish we had, is because there's snow. And you should know that we sell a greater part of the Outback model up there where you guys live. This, to us, is a typical outback country.
And when we are talking about electrical cars, which we are going to do also, then, of course, it's very important in Denmark. As I used to say, I like electrical cars in Denmark because Denmark is such a small country. We can drive from one end of the country to the other one, maybe a little recharge on the way, but that is all. We can use these cars, and it is never getting really cold. But the words you are saying about snow, it's a very good timing, actually, because we have had 1 month of snow in Denmark this winter. It is quite unusual, actually, but I haven't been out in the hills because we don't really have any.
No.
That may be a reason. But when we look into the electric market for Subaru in Denmark, then it is interesting because up to date, I think it's about 80-90% of all bought cars, or at least cars which have got a number on their car. They're not all bought, they are leased or whatever. But when you look into the Danish market with a Subaru view, how do you see it?
I wanted to talk to make a broader point about Europe, and then we can talk about Denmark, and because I want to hear what your views are. They're probably more important than mine. But, you know, from a visibility point of view, the things you were talking about, registered cars, we've got 800,000 registered cars in Europe. They tend to concentrate in areas where it might not snow every day, but where it really matters. You won't find that many Subarus inside city centres. You'll find them in the countryside.
I think it says something about the people more than how much snow we have.
Yeah, it does indeed. And thanks for pointing this out, because loyalty is what keeps those 800,000 people so loyal. Did you know that 95% of all the Subarus bought in the last 10 years in Europe are still driving? The 800,000 cars I'm talking about, the ownership is at least 10 years. People who buy Subaru tend to keep them. It's not so good news for the dealers, because obviously they want to do business and renew them, but there's a sort of longevity associated with the brand. Therefore, now that we're launching electric, it's very important for us to focus, perhaps, to obsess, perhaps, less on, say, trying to get the longest driving distance. Our batteries are managed in the way that makes them sustainable for long ownership. This is one of the key features my friends in the engineering department have been focusing on. So yes, I mean, take the e-Outback, for instance, and you multiply one of the two values on, let's say, kilowatt, okay, output, total output. If you want to add 169 plus 169, your number should be higher than the number we show. We show 280 kilowatt. Why? You could get a bit more humph, but we don't, because we want the battery to last a certain number of years. You know, at least 10 years, 200,000 kilometers, because our Subaru buyers tend to keep their cars for a long time. Now, the challenge is, can we make people buy an electric car in the same way as they bought a petrol car? There's a sort of comfort and confidence, reassurance, saying, okay, this is a mechanical car with pistons and loads of things that move, but I know how to fix it. An electric car is all based on software. Should I buy it or should I rent it? We're going to leave that question to the customers, obviously.
And you have all the possibilities. Also have a very long warranty now, yes. 10 years.
Yes, yes. You are right. I'm talking about the ownership. We're seeing, when looking at who bought a Solterra, who's now asking for Uncharted, our customers like the idea of owning a car. If you want to own a car, you need to make sure they understand the industry is commoditizing the product. It is a fact. It's not me saying this. You know, you've heard about skateboard platforms, all cars being driven essentially by the same thing. It is true. You're a niche brand. You need to be careful. And you need to spend your dollars, perhaps less on marketing, which you should argue I should do better. I wouldn't object to that. But all my money goes into making sure we survey our customers and feed back to Japan what it is they want.
Faktisk en ret interessant snak og meget åben, og spørgsmålet er, hvordan man så håndterer det i forhold til fabrikken i Japan. Det giver David Dell'Ostrito svaret på i det næste indslag her i Motorradioen, som også er det sidste i denne uge. Hvis du vil se billeder og læse mere om meget det, du hører om i Motorradioen, også den nye Subaru e-Outback, så besøg motorsiden.dk. Motorsiden.dk og også Formel E.dk præsenterer sig Grand Prix Tours, der er ekspert i motorsportsrejser til Le Mans med bus, fly og også for dem, der vil køre selv.